From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the future of the International Iranian Nuclear Agreement, but declined to tell reporters in New York what that decision was. The president, who has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, has until October 15th to inform Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance. Vice President Mike Pence earlier told the UN Security Council that Iran remains a menace in the Middle East.
The world's leading state sponsor of terrorism continues to flout the spirit of the Iran deal, destabilizing the region and brazenly threatening the security of sovereign nations.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in New York was asked about the U.S. position. He said any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do so nothing more than embarrass itself. The Iranian leader said the JCPOA will remain as is or it will no longer exist. During his U.N. speech, Mr. Rouhani said Iran would not be the first country to violate the deal. Meanwhile, General John Hyten, the head of the U.S. Strategic Command, said Wednesday that Iran is operating under the nuclear agreement, but also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles of all ranges, posing a challenge to the U.S. and its allies. Togolese security forces Wednesday opened fire on anti-government protesters, demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Rights groups say one boy was killed, more than two dozen other people wounded. Tensions remain high since protests first erupted last month over an effort to reimpose a two-term limit on presidents. The Gnassingbé family has ruled the country since independence 50 years ago. Tuesday, Parliament failed to approve a measure providing for term limits. This is VOA News. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea are expected to meet Thursday on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York on North Korea following President Trump's warning the U.S. is prepared to destroy the North if it threatens the U.S. or its allies. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Wednesday devoted his U.N. General Assembly speech on the threat posed by Pyongyang. Mr. Abe warned Pyongyang's nuclear weapons either already are or on the verge of becoming hydrogen bombs, and their means of delivery sooner or later will be intercontinental ballistic missiles. He said now is not the time for dialogue, but to apply pressure. Japan Forum for Strategic Studies senior research fellow Grant Newsham said Mr. Abe's policy closely resembles that of the U.S.
I think Prime Minister Abe realizes that Japan's interests and his interests are in staying as close to the Americans as possible. And what he said does align with what Mr. Trump has said.
Last week, North Korea fired a missile over Japan for a second time this year. In Myanmar, several hundred Buddhists Thursday tried to block an aid shipment to Muslims in Rakhine State. Police had to fire warning shots and made several arrests. Wednesday, Vice President Pence called for strong and swift U.N. action to end nearly a month of violence following insurgent attacks on security forces that prompted a crackdown.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
Myanmar's vice president told the U.N. Wednesday the security situation is actually improving, with no new clashes since September 5th. The Spanish government is preparing for more protests as Catalan separatists take to the streets following a central government crackdown on those behind an October 1st independence referendum. Protests like this took place in Madrid and Barcelona. Police have raided Catalan government offices, arrested local officials, and seized millions of ballot papers to halt the banned vote. The country's highest court suspended the vote as unconstitutional. In Mexico, authorities now say more than 230 people have died following Tuesday's major earthquake in central Mexico that collapsed buildings in Mexico City. Rescuers are working around the clock to locate survivors under the rubble. Although downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, Maria lashed the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico Wednesday with winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour, plunging the U.S. territory of 3.4 million into darkness. The storm has caused widespread flooding and has left at least nine dead on its course through the Caribbean. And U.S. stocks remained in record territory Wednesday after U.S. policy bank makers held off for now, raising a key interest rate. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.